The Empathy Dilemma: How Successful Leaders Balance Performance, People, and Personal Boundaries. Written by Maria Ross and narrated by me, the author. About the author, read by Tom Chandler. Dedication. For all the bold leaders embracing a more human-centered approach and performing at the highest levels, your choices impact and influence your colleagues, families, and communities. That's a win for us all. And as ever, for Callum, my everyday empathy practice partner, it's about the consistent attempt, not perfection. As you grow up in this beautiful yet often heartbreaking world, my work is dedicated to helping you and so many others understand how to embrace difference and find connection, and how much richer your life will be for it, my love. Introduction. It's not just you. You're not imagining things. It seems like everywhere we look in the world, from geopolitical conflict down to workplace dynamics, people are having a hard time finding understanding and empathy. The headlines say it all. Survey shows dramatic drops in empathy among executives. Business Solver study reveals decline in workplace empathy. The empathy gap between workers and companies is bigger than ever, but CEOs just don't get it. Fewer workers say their employer is empathetic in 2022. Let's zoom into a real-world example, one I've seen far too often recently. The vice presidents and directors were exhausted. Coaching a small departmental leadership group at a Fortune 500 financial services company, I could tell they were struggling. They had embraced people-centered leadership long before the pandemic. Their culture was known for being supportive and inclusive, and the company boasted many decades-long employees to prove how successful they'd been. But now, their empathetic leadership style was being met with resistance. One of them told me, "Of course, we've bent over backwards and done so many things to help our teams through the pandemic, but now that we need to ramp back and to return to office for certain roles, we're being met with hostility and resistance. We've tried to sit down, listen to concerns, and explain the business reasons we need these particular roles back in the office, and offered to find other ways to accommodate, but it doesn't seem to help. We're trying to be empathetic, but at some point, we must move the business forward." As leaders, they were working more hours and spending more time than anticipated on these conversations. They felt overwhelmed and pushed beyond the breaking point, but they truly wanted to do right by their teams. They were burning themselves out trying to meet the demands of the business while simultaneously trying to balance the needs of their people. And a lack of empathy didn't seem to be the issue. To me, it seemed they had been conflating empathy with a need for more trust, so workers knew managers had their best interests at heart as they made these difficult decisions, and better role fit. Did the company still align with the values and needs of these workers? Work had changed. People's lives had changed. And perhaps the company's goals and what these workers needed from their jobs no longer matched up. More importantly, perhaps these leaders were sacrificing their own well-being and boundaries in the name of empathy. Maybe they were not really practicing effective empathy, but something else entirely. After hearing this weary tale from so many well-intentioned leaders squeezed from both ends, I knew I had to write this book. For them, maybe for you too. All across the globe, organizations are becoming more human-centric. They've jettisoned old paradigms of success that center on endless overtime and constant employee sacrifice. They've tied success to purpose and workforce morale, and they've helped people balance personal and professional needs as their priorities change. They've made shifts that are both necessary and positive. But with those shifts have come changes in workplace culture, benefits offerings, even job duties. And when those social shifts collide with accelerants like the COVID-19 pandemic, employee expectations begin to morph. Compassionate policies that were once actively appreciated become taken for granted. Leniency is expected instead of requested. Workers come to believe that they inherently deserve perks, flexibility, and treatment that was once reserved for emergencies or rewards. Workers feel entitled to special treatment at all times and under all circumstances.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?